I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In the wake of one of the worst cyclones to hit Myanmar, the country's junta government is finally allowing some aid on the ground. It may not be soon enough for those who are in the outlying regions. Global Advance's David Shibley notes that mission groups on the ground can be significantly used, though, so there's great hope for evangelistic opportunity.
For some, they will see this tragedy as an act of punishment for not following their religion closely enough. But many others will see the bankruptcy of their traditional religions and be open to the gospel in a way that they had not been previously.
Meanwhile, global food prices are hitting ministries hard in many parts of the world. Though not a feeding program, we asked Oasis International's Ambrose Brennan how the crisis has affected their school in Promprom, Ghana.
We have had a few students who have actually dropped out of the school because of the higher prices for food and here, gasoline. The higher the petrol prices go, it definitely affects everything.
The school hasn't yet felt the bite of the global food crisis acutely as those in Asia have. However, in advanced preparation for when it does make itself felt, Brennan says they're teaching the students the principles of tithing and sacrificial giving. And this summer, Russian Ministries hopes to see 5,000 children from the former Soviet Union at their evangelistic summer camps. The camps will be held in Russia as well as in other places like Chechnya, Moldova, and the Ukraine, where many people struggle with poverty, violence, alcoholism, and the AIDS virus. One boy named Sasha was thinking about suicide before he received Christ at summer camp, so pray that the funds will be raised to allow many children like Sasha to attend summer camp this year. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also do it safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.